Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The checkered flag ends the race, but not the race talk. Have your say. Ask the experts. Make your point. Post-race tech. The end of the race is only the beginning.
Post-race tech for the Lexus Grand Prix, and well, what a great race we've had to end our World Feed TV. But if you've just jumped across, thank you for joining us on RS2. Shea Adam is down in the Victory Circle area. We'll get to her in just a moment, but that was plenty excitement, wasn't it, in that race. Conic Minolta, Acura lead home, Maya Shank Racing Acura from Whelan Engineering, and the classes, well, they were all certainly worth talking to. Hashtag Michelin PRT at IMSA Radio, and we'll try and get hold of Shea Adam in just a few moments. It is an absolute bear pit down there at the Victory Circle area. Jeremy Shaw, a short thought before we get to Shea about what you've seen right there. I mean, let's start in GTD. Any one of five or six cars could have won it, and one more lap might have won it, but Inception Racing stealth their way up into the top five, then into the top three, and then Jordan Pepper, I think released from fuel saving, was said, right, put the afterburners on, Jordan, you might as well go for it. Jeremy.
And that he did to excellent effect. He told Shea Adam, I think it was yesterday, during the qualifying show, perhaps, she interviewed him, and he said, you know, this is a weekend where maybe we can show what we really are capable of, because the team has shown its pace with fastest laps in the last couple of races, but wasn't able to put it all together. Today they did. They got the strategy absolutely to perfection, stretched that fuel load, and were able to get that victory. And it was a hard-won victory, but boy, did they earn that one. Jordan Pepper drove a tremendous race, the South African.
Shea Adam down in the area around the victory lane. Hello, Shea. Can you talk to us? Hello, Shea. Well, not able to get that at the moment. Shea, can you hear us? Go ahead. Not heard anything from Shea.
I was hearing her.
That was talkback, Jeremy. She's not coming up on air, unfortunately, at the moment.
Got it. Yeah, that's unfortunate. But what a race that was in GT. But we didn't do the GTD points. Do you want me to have a quick
run? Yes, please. Go ahead.
Right. I think now that in the regular season championship, the team Courthoff. And just Stephen McAleer, because Mike Skeen wasn't available to drive last time out on the West Coast. So Stephen McAleer will have 1,227 points to the 1,215 of Wright Motorsports. Winners last time out, but today only a 10th place finish for Ryan Hardwick and Jan Halen. So 1,227 to 1,215. Turner Motorsport with a second place finish today on 11.31. Then 17 points behind them, today's winner, Inception Racing. That's Brendan Uribe, because he's had a couple of different co-drivers so far this season. In the WeatherTech Sprint Cup for GTD, second win in three starts for Madison Snow and Brian Stoller, so they will extend their lead at the head of that championship for Paul Miller Racing, that number one BMW. Third place finish today, but they will extend their lead in that category.
Well, Jeremy, what else have we got to talk about? A couple of questionable passes there, one for the lead of the race, one for the lead of LMP2. How did you see them?
Look, I like racing to be respectful. I guess I'm old school. JPM isn't, well, he's old school in a way, but he's certainly, you used the word uncompromising, which is exactly the right term there. Jonathan Bobrito was certainly being a little bit too cautious at that point in time, no question about it. And Montoya took advantage of it, and he gave him a hit check to say, come on, get your act together. You've got to be more forceful than that. So I think he was making his point. You know, I think it was... I think Montoya earned that victory, and I have—I really have no problem with it. I'd rather not have seen the hip check, but I think I have no problem with it. He made a mistake early on, paid for it, served the penalty, came back, and won the race. And as I say, it was a well-earned victory for that Dragon Speed USA team. But there were various other instances during that race where, yeah, I would like to see a bit more respect shown amongst these drivers, John. I think there's no need to be pushing people off the racetrack. The incident between the DPI leaders, again, yeah, they were kind of leaning on each other there, but it was a brilliant move down the outside at turn four. It braked super late, did Ricky Taylor. That was at the restart, I think, wasn't it? He came from a couple of car lengths back to be ahead as they came out of turn four, and then he was just sort of braving it out as they headed down the hill. And I think it was Renga Banazander in the wheel of number 01 car at that point, and he was desperately trying to get the lead back again, but he didn't quite get close enough, and he lost it coming down the hill.
Let's take some of the questions on Michelin PRT. Eddie Kavanagh, another fantastic event from IMSA. Still don't understand why Montoya constantly makes ridiculous decisions to belt others. Thank you for that. Delighted for Jordan Pepper and Inception. For Inception, where were they lucky they were caught? Another lap might have been a stretch. Maybe, could have been, yeah, absolutely. James O'Donnell, what a fantastic race. Brilliantly entertaining with some uncompromising overtakes. Yeah, that's that word again. I think that circuit really does work well for multi-class racing, Jeremy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Because the DPI cars, they can quite easily lose... Yeah, certainly 2, 3, 4 seconds a lap negotiating slower traffic. So how you get past the traffic is crucially important. Oddly, or interesting in this race, I don't recall really any, or certainly many, and there was a lot of overtaking of GTD cars by prototypes. There were very few instances that were certainly called or that we saw of anything untoward there by either side. There were a couple of penalties, I think, handed out. But considering how close the racing is, I thought, generally speaking, between, you know, from different classes, I thought each of the racers handled themselves very, very well indeed. It was just some of the inter-class battles that I think got a little bit too close for comfort.
Shea Adam was talking to Jordan Pepper just a minute or two ago. So let's hear what the winner in the GTD category for Inception Racing had to say.
Well, you don't need friends if you're winning races. Jordan Pepper, first off, how the heck did you make 107 liters of fuel last that long?
I don't know, man. They gave me a fuel number, and I was like, while we're sitting in the queue, if I can save 0.2 of a litre more than they gave me, maybe we can do something at the end, because I felt everyone probably would be doing just a target per lap to the end. And it worked out. As soon as they gave me the all clear to go for it, that was when it was game on. And, you know, you don't get many opportunities to win here in IMSA, and I used every opportunity I could. We made enemies, but I think it was good racing, good action, quite fair from my side, I felt. And, yeah, I hoped everyone loved it, because I certainly did.
Well, having you in the car for this sprint race, quote-unquote, does that mean we're going to get you in the car for more of these?
One or two more sprints, and then I'll be in for the rest of the endurance, so that'll be good.
Excellent. Thanks, Jordan. Congrats.
Yeah, brilliant stuff, wasn't it, from those guys, and that's another manufacturer who's taken a win, Jeremy, in GT Daytona. Is that the first win for the McLaren 720S GT3? I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is, isn't it? They've had various fastest laps, but I think that is the first win for that team. And yeah, that's a good point. Let me figure out the manufacturers' championships in GTD. Talk amongst yourself for a moment.
I'll talk amongst myself. Yes, absolutely. I want to mention High Class Racing, actually. Anders Fjordback came to the checkered flag in the number 20. They did a really good job this weekend with Dennis Anderson and Anders Fjordback there for the number 20. They find themselves on the podium, the Danish pair. And they were only beaten by PR1 Matheson, who, remember, locked out the front row, and Dragon Speed as well. That's a really good effort from those guys working out in the States, which is uncharted territory for them. I don't believe either of the drivers had seen Mid-Ohio before, so that's worth a mention as well. And Will Stevens for Tower Motorsport dragged it back to just 38 seconds away from a podium position as well in that number 8 car. They'd had their problems earlier on.
I've got the manufacturer points.
Go ahead.
It's very, very close indeed. They came in here with Porsche ahead of Mercedes, ahead of Aston Martin, ahead of BMW, ahead of Lamborghini, and then McLaren. Now, I reckon it's Mercedes on 1290, 3 points ahead of Porsche on 1287, then 1259 for BMW, so within 31 points of the lead, and 34 points behind them now in fourth position, jumping up from sixth, McLaren on 1225. So that late pit stop for Aston Martin, very, very costly there, slipped back quite a few positions there. But it's very, very tight. And that means now we've had, one, two, three, four, five different cars have won in GTD this season. We have two wins for Porsche, one for Ferrari, one for BMW, and one for McLaren. So four different winners.
Thank you, Jeremy. Next up is Detroit and Belle Isle, of course. Last time we're going to Belle Isle. Don't have the full complement there either. Slightly different mix from what we've had this weekend. No LMP3s there, am I right? Or is it no LMP2s?
Not sure.
Okay. A circuit that is not the usual sort of circuit. It's very particular. So, again, we swap things up again for IMSA after a lovely natural terrain, green and pleasant... green and pleasant land sort of natural terrain road circuit.
I really like the Belle Isle circuit. It's a real challenge. The changes they've made over the years have created some overtaking opportunities. They've done a really good job with that under the stewardship of Roger Penske. But I'm super excited about going back to downtown for 2023, because I remember the old circuit that went around the Rennes, the Renaissance Centre there,
yes.
And it was a fabulous racetrack. To watch Formula One cars there and then Indy cars around that track was a real treat. And I'm sure the track is going to be different, but some similarity, I think, to the old layout. But it certainly wends its way through the downtown, and it will use again the Renaissance Centre as its kind of focal point, and that is the focal point of Detroit. So I'm super, super excited about that prospect for next season.
So, Jeremy, a cracking race, hot temperatures, difficult conditions. Is it fair to say the cream rose to the top? I think it is. When we were looking at our Porsche keys to the race, we talked about strategy, we talked about using tyres and fuel. And I think all of we talked about no penalties either, and in fact, Dragon Speed managed to win, having had a drive through penalty. But the guys who won their categories and did well, generally speaking, they played the game pretty well, I think.
Yeah, it was a tremendous race. I think it was exciting. We saw the battles we thought we expected to see. Acura, we expected to win this race. They did, but they had to work very, very hard to do so. But again, there'll be disappointment there for Meyer Shank Racing, coming home in second position again behind the sister car. You know, the good news is that team did win the opening race of the season, the big one at Daytona. But the last two races, finishing second by a very, very narrow margin. So that'll be frustrating for that Meyer Shank team, particularly given the fact that this is their home race at Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course, based in Pataskala, just on the west side of Columbus, only a little more than an hour away from here, from this racetrack. So they would have had a lot of support here this weekend at Mid-Ohio. So second place again.
Jeremy. Sorry, go ahead.
Frustrating it'll be.
I see. Yes, I see what you mean. Very good. Very good. Jeremy, thank you very much indeed. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks. Belle Isle, as we said, it's a pretty difficult prospect. Thank you to everybody who has tuned in. We'll finish with this. It is the NFL playoffs, so maybe JPM just getting in the spirit with a good old hip check. Very good. At Michelin PRT. We have had a super weekend of action from not only our broadcast on RS2 IMSA Radio from the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course and the Lexus Grand Prix, but thanks to all of our teams, whether with the Hockenheim Ring for Kreventnik, Bathurst 12 Hours, the Monaco Historics, all played their part in making a brilliant RSL weekend. My very great thanks to all of our technical staff at the track and far beyond, and of course Jeremy Shaw and Shea Adam, who've joined me for the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Lexus Grand Prix weekend from here at Mid-Ohio. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.